Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello, Waffle Gang. I do hope you are well. Welcome to r/AmItheButthole. If you enjoy these kind of stories, hit that subscribe button for future videos as we post twice daily. And just thank you so much for the time out of your day. And let's get started with today's stories. Much love, guys. Am I the arsehole for publicly calling out my sister and a new husband for lying about their wedding being child-free? My stepdaughter 15, Jane, has a burn scar around her neck and covers one side of her face. The reason was an accident that took place 4 years ago, and yes, she's already gotten tons of insensitive comments, but to me and her dad, she's still the most beautiful soul. My family's been supportive and loving towards Jane. My sister and her now husband got married days ago. They told me and my husband they decided the wedding would be child-free, meaning Jane couldn't come. They asked if that'd be okay, and we said yeah, absolutely, we respect the bride and groom's rules. I've immediately arranged for Jane to stay with a friend that she calls Auntie, though Jane wanted to attend the wedding, but I explained this was a rule for everyone, and we should respect that. My husband and I got to the venue, and the first thing we noticed was kids. Kids of all ages around the venue. My husband literally stopped walking. He paused for a few seconds, looked at me and let go of my hand and said he was out of there. He walked out, but I stood still when Mum saw me and signaled me to come join the family. But I didn't go. I asked one of the guests who had his kid with him and he said this event allowed kids. I was seeing red at this point because I was fooled into leaving Jane at home and coming with my husband only. I ignored Mum and went straight to where my sister and her husband were standing. Then I blew up at them, asking why they lied about this being child-free wedding when it wasn't. I asked them in front of everyone why they decided to basically lie to me and my husband and get us to exclude our daughter. Why? Is Jane somehow different from the other kids who showed up? My sister tried to calm me down, but I bluntly asked if it was because her stepniece has a burn scar slash visible injury that she and her husband were too ashamed of. I literally heard guests go, "Oh." Mum tried to get me to step off the stage, but I proceeded to call my sister and her husband awful, insensitive people with no respect for me nor their niece. My sister started crying, saying she would never and that I misunderstood, and my brother-in-law begged me to go sit, but I refused and said I wasn't interested in celebrating or supporting their marriage after this. I walked out and was followed by Mum and Aunt lashing out, saying I went way out of line and was disrespectful of the bride, who's my sister, for God's sake, and ruined her wedding by saying that in front of everyone. Mum said it was brother-in-law's idea, and I have right to be mad, but I should have confronted her later, not in front of the guest and ruining the event. They said eventually this was their day and they get to decide, but still. They said I should have spoken to her privately or left instead of making a scene. You know, it was a nuclear reaction, but in my opinion, it was a justified nuclear reaction. I'm boiling up over the thought of these people. Oh, my word. Compose yourself, Mark. Compose yourself. They excluded stepdaughter because of her appearance, which is, my word, I'm tearing up just talking about this. This poor girl, what she's already been through, and having her family treated like this as well is just, ooh, dear. It's been a while since a story like this has got me this heated, but absolutely not the arsehole. And I would just cut anyone like that, that treated a part of my family in that way. There's no way I'd be able to forgive anyone like that. Not the arsehole. And we're going to go straight to the comments because I'm talking gibberish. M says, not the arsehole. They deserved every bit of embarrassment. Lucy Lynn says, not the arsehole. What shocked me about this was your mum clearly knew this lie was happening and didn't tell you. What did she expect? That you'd be okay with it? Your daughter clearly has great parents who love her and a sucky extended family. Jimmy says, not the arsehole. I'm glad they got called out in front of everyone for being horrible people. Your poor daughter is probably sensitive about the scar as it is. This would make her feel so much worse. Little Mountain Mama says, not the arsehole, and you know what? You're allowed to have emotions. I can imagine how effing hurt you were, not only to discover your daughter was treated this way, but your own sister is this shallow and your mum went along. They poked your mama bear and got roared at. They had it coming. Don't apologise for shit. They owe Jane and you both a huge apology. I'd cut them off until the apology came, and your mum owes one too. This is her day. Oh, so she doesn't want to look at a gross burn victim on a special day. That is disgusting behaviour. Hell, even if they apologise, I might never speak to any of them again. How you handled it is fine. Although, if there were speeches, I would have waited and ripped them a new hole with a mic. Mike says, Mum said it was brother-in-law's idea. This meant your parents knew as well and said nothing. Must have hurt really bad for you to walk in on all of this. Not the arsehole. Lovely Lady Katie says, not the arsehole. While it probably would have been more polite to do it behind the scenes, I'm glad all those guests know what kind of people the couple are. Edit, I don't think OP should have been polite. I was just saying that it might have been more polite according to her mum. I'm glad she wasn't. I posted this half asleep. Ha. Diop says, I was all ready to at least include OP and the arseholes in the story, until it became obvious that Jane was excluded as a deliberate decision. What you did was inappropriate for something that could have been a misunderstanding, but it seems silly for me to say that when you were absolutely right. There is no more appropriate place to call out arseholes than at a precise location where they are acting like arseholes. Given the context of this post, I hope it is within the civility rules to say that in their desire to keep their wedding superficially pretty, your sister and brother-in-law acted like ugly, ugly people, not the arsehole. Now, what do you guys make of this story? I can't see it going any other way than not the arsehole in this, because wowee, can't imagine. I'm sure it happens all over the place all the time, but treating a family member that way when they've probably already gone through so much in their lives already. Whew, God, let me know what you guys think in the comments below, and we'll move on to the next story. Comes from a throwaway account titled, Am I the Arsehole for Leaving My Girlfriend at the Bar After What She Did? My male 30 girlfriend, female 25, lost her job recently, and she's been going out drinking a lot because of it. She'd get heavily drunk and would need me to come pick her up at odd hours when I'm working or sleeping. By the way, I hate going to bars, and one of the reasons is that I'm a recovering alcoholic. No shame in saying it, I'm proud to say that I've been sober for 16 months. Not easy, but was able to achieve this goal. It's still hard being exposed to alcohol, but I do my best to suck it up and be there for my girlfriend to take her home safe. Last night she called me at 1 a.m, telling me she drank too much and wanted me to come pick her up and take her home. I drove to the bar she was at and saw her sitting at the counter. I told her it was time to go, but she suddenly started acting weird, yelling, telling me to get away from her and that she didn't know who I was. I told her to stop, but she kept insisting I wasn't her real boyfriend she was waiting for and I needed to step away. The bartender noticed and asked me if there was a problem. My girlfriend told him to kick me out, but I explained I was her boyfriend and she kept denying and then laughing. The bartender didn't believe me and told me to leave. Things got heated, I walked out for a few minutes, then back inside to tell her we needed to go. She started laughing, then got a guy, who looked like a bouncer, involved, telling him I was bothering her and she didn't know who I was. The guy sternly said, hey man, you need to leave or I'll call the cops. After I gave my ID and identification that belonged to me and my girlfriend, he got loud and insisted. I threw my hands in the air and said, okay, fine, I'm leaving. I'm going home without you, Katie. She kept laughing and I got into my car and left, feeling pissed as fuck. An hour later, one of her friends got her home and she didn't even seem that drunk. She was mad, asking why I left her at the bar. I was puzzled. I reminded her of what happened, but she stopped me, saying she knew and was aware, but pulled this as a prank to get a reaction out of me. I was dumbfounded. She said she was joking and didn't expect I'd actually leave and thought I was waiting for her outside in my car. She even said she couldn't believe I left her there with no way home. I argued this was her fault for how she behaved, and she kept saying it was a prank and I shouldn't have taken it seriously. She ranted about how unreliable I was and how poorly I reacted to a joke. She's still arguing about it, blaming me for leaving. I get she's going through hard times and wants to chill a little, but I thought her behaviour was not okay. We've been together for 5 years. This is the first time she's done something like this, and I thought she may not be thinking rationally due to her struggle with losing her job. By the way, she's not a heavy drinker, but after losing her job, she started drinking often, though she never brings any alcohol home. I still have to deal with the smell and such. And we're going to start off with OKImage6174, who says, "Not the arsehole, she got the bouncer involved. That's more than just a prank. I would leave her totally not just at the bar." Brand4588 replies to that saying, "It's worth forgiving if she makes an honest apology. That hasn't happened, and she doubled down when sober. OP, state your boundary and stick to it. If she is unwilling to recognize her own actions and how they cause discomfort to you, be willing to recognize that your relationship may be over. Not the arsehole. ETA, this is coming from an alcoholic in recovery who has had to make amends for some pretty serious behavior and missteps. What I didn't do was double down to tell someone that I didn't cause hurt for them." Daisy Inc. comes in with, "Not the arsehole. Wake the hell up and dump her before a psychotic need to see you pathetically grovel to do her a favor to boost her ego gets you relapsing or killed." Whoopel says, "Not the arsehole. Maybe get a better girlfriend. This could have easily have gone wrong and gotten you arrested." Moon Macabre says, "Not the arsehole. Also leave her. I love to laugh and enjoy a fun time as much as anyone, but no sane person would find that funny. It was just a prank. Doesn't involve getting strangers to think your boyfriend is a stalker creep and having them threaten to call the police. You were doing her a favor and she decides to pull that. I don't buy it. Who knows why she did it, but I can't buy that it was all for a good laugh." Odd Pop says, "Not the arsehole. This is abusive behavior. Beyond the frustration and embarrassment. She could have gotten you assaulted or jailed. This isn't funny or a prank. Personally, I'd end a relationship over this." One final comment from Lala Lura, who says, "Not the arsehole. No, mom. Fuck that. That was extremely immature of your girlfriend to do, and good for you to leave her there. It'd be one thing if she was so shit-faced that she truly didn't know who you were and was scared of a stranger telling her they needed to go home. Now with her not really being that drunk and telling you it was a prank, bro, I'd call her out on her BS big time. Hell, take it to the next level and tell her she'd have to find a new designated driver whenever she goes out drinking, because you won't be doing it anymore. Edit, and I would seriously rethink this relationship, because you're a recovering alcoholic and here she is acting like a drunk slobbering fool. She probably wants you to relapse so you can be drinking buddies." Now, what do you guys make of this relationship? And I got to say, as I was going through this particular story, I had in my mind, like, if I was the girlfriend, I don't think I'd be able to treat my partner in that way, knowing there was a recovering alcoholic, asking that person to come to the bar to pick me up, knowing that I was drunk. And I'm not saying the person is weak-willed or anything like that, but, you know, just giving them that temptation when they're already trying to, you know, get through their addiction. Absolutely crazy. But what do you guys think? Let me know in the comments below, and we'll move on to the next.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Story. And our next story comes from I, Samantha Stone. "Am I the arsehole for not taking my niece back to work at my daycare center after this? I, female 36, have been running a small daycare center in the city I live in with big demands for childcare. My brother lives in the same city and was complaining about my niece, 20, not finding a job to afford rent. He asked if she could come work at my daycare since she has experience with kids. I agreed to give and receive help since I needed to hire an additional employee. The first couple of weeks were fine, but days later, she came to me asking for money to buy something that wasn't urgent. But I told her, just like any other employee, she needed to wait till she receives her salary, since it wasn't urgent. She tried to convince me to give her money, but I let her know that work is work, and she's not my niece while working, so she had to wait. Days ago, something strange happened. We had a kid, 6 years old, who had an iPad that he brings with him every time. When the dad, my client, came to pick his son up, he noticed the iPad was gone. We looked for it everywhere. I asked my employees and no one saw it. I found out my niece was responsible for the kid's care that day, and after I asked her, she said she left it charging, then saw one of my employees take it. My employee swore she didn't touch it and said she saw my niece take it off the charger. The whole argument was she said versus she said. I checked the cameras and saw that my niece hid the iPad behind the dumpster near the door. That was it for me. I lashed out at her and said that she's not working for me anymore. She cried and begged for me to give her a chance since she had no choice and did this to get money she needed for rent. I refused to argue with her. You can only imagine how small I felt when giving the dad the iPad back. It's a shame because my client is a good man and we both had conversations and meetings outside work. My brother came to talk and said me kicking my niece out over some client was a huge overreaction on my part and that everyone deserves a second chance since my niece has shown how committed she is in other areas at the daycare. I argued that my reputation is all that matters and if anyone knew about this, I'm screwed. I honestly can't take this risk and rehire her. Besides the fact she falsely accused one of my employees of stealing the iPad when it was her who hid it. Then I explained how this made my client feel, which is awful. My brother called me unbelievable for choosing a client's feelings over my relationship with niece and said I overreacted since my niece apologized and the iPad was returned. He got other family members involved, saying while my niece made a mistake, she is worthy of a second chance. Now I think you know why your niece can't get a job. Now, a place like a daycare, which relies on you to look after other people's children, which requires a huge, massive amount of trust, the most important thing in people's lives, they're handing to you to take care of. And then you've got employees coming in, stealing their stuff, their children's stuff, an iPad, not a cheap object by any means, maliciously hiding it behind the dumpster, trying to get away with it, and only, you know, is sorry now she was caught, otherwise she would have sold it to make some money from it. Blamed someone else, risked someone else's job, and then as damaged your reputation with one of your clients. This is business. She's lucky she didn't get her ass arrested. So you're definitely not going to be the arsehole in this one, I can pretty much guarantee it. But privacy is hard says, not the arsehole, never take back a thief. Nine says, not the arsehole, not only was she a thief, she was happy to risk your other employee's reputation and livelihood by saying it was her who had taken the iPad. As for your family who is against you, how about they hire her to work in their homes, see how they feel when their petty cash and electronics start disappearing. Heather Kiwi says definitely not the arsehole, heck no, you should not rehire her. Someone who is willing to steal from kids is not a good person. She has hurt in your daycare's reputation and business, much less the reputation of your employees. If you rehire her, more damage will be done. What's One More says not the arsehole, I think we now know why your niece can't find a job. To which Five Pink Toes also says, not the arsehole, you have a business, daycare that depends on being trustworthy, honest and responsible. Imagine if word gets around that an employee of yours tried to steal a child's iPad and you kept them in your employ. Not many people would want a person who steals from children to take care of their child. His daughter is a thief and he's asking you to choose her over your livelihood. Your family members are free to recommend the niece to their friends and employers and you should encourage them to do so. Now, what do you guys make of this one? I think it's a not the arsehole straight away anyway, but how would you deal with the situation? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below and we'll move on to another story. And our next story is titled, Am I the Arsehole for Accidentally Upstaging the Bride and Groom at Their Wedding? Last weekend, my girlfriend and I went to a friend's wedding. My girlfriend had recently broken her foot, so she was in a boot and crutches for the wedding, which really bummed her out because she loves to dance and would be sitting the whole night. When the newlyweds opened the dance floor to everyone, my girlfriend was noticeably sad, and of course, I stayed with her. About 30 minutes in, one of our favourite songs starts playing, From When We Were Young. It was an NSYNC slow song, in case anyone cares. Seeing how bum she was, I decided to pick her up and dance, with her by carrying her, and we stayed next to our table, which was in the back. The dance only lasted about 60 seconds, as I got tired and I put her down. The next day, our phone gets tons of messages from the bride saying we're terrible friends for stealing her spotlight with my stunt. We had no idea what she was talking about until we checked social media, and there were photos and videos of me carrying my girlfriend and dancing to the song. It was mixed with other photos from the wedding too, mainly of the bride and groom. According to the bride, it was all her family could talk about the next day, about how romantic it was, and saying things like, that's real love. I didn't realise how much attention we had drawn in that short amount of time. I feel bad for drawing away attention, but I don't feel bad for trying to cheer up my girlfriend. My girlfriend says I did nothing wrong, and that the bride has always been dramatic. Right now, the bride's closest friends are saying that we're terrible people, while most people say we did nothing wrong. Gee whiz. You're definitely not the arsehole. You didn't even know what was going on till the next day. You was just trying to cheer your girlfriend up. And you know, the bride and groom should have stood back and said, yeah, they had a great time at our wedding and they enjoyed themselves. And that's what it's all about, bringing your family and friends close together and enjoying yourself. And I never understand this. Hell, the last wedding I went to just recently, when Journey Don't Stop Believing came on, I was in the middle of the dance hall with an inflatable guitar. And everyone was just having a great time, and no one was complaining about upstaging or anything like that. Everyone just loved it. I never understand when I read these stories about how boring must these places be for like people to get so cut up about, oh, you're upstaging the bride. I could maybe understand, you know, if like they was on their first dance and someone comes sliding on their knees in the middle of it, dancing away, but this isn't the case. Holy moly, once again. But Cambridge Act says, ooh, the drama. But it's her day, don't you know? How dare you enjoy yourselves at her wedding reception? Sarcasm aside, what a bunch of entitled, selfish assholes. Sounds like it's time for you to get a whole new set of friends. Not the asshole, no way. Alter Ego says, not the asshole. Bridezilla needs to chill. The wedding couldn't have been that great if the most exciting thing to come out of it was you whirling your injured girlfriend around to NSYNC in the back of the room. That's cute, but that definitely isn't viral worthy unless the wedding itself was truly forgettable. Don't worry, you probably won't be invited to a second or third weddings. A name I can't pronounce says, not the arsehole, couples can be couples, even especially at their wedding. As long as you don't propose, announce an engagement, announce a pregnancy at the wedding, you didn't steal the spotlight. Professional says, not the arsehole, if you were by your table and not in the middle of the dance floor, then you weren't trying to upstage them. Was it the wedding's couples dance or just a random song? Either way, not the arsehole. And one more from Ducal14 who says, not the arsehole. Would you have been the arsehole if you carried her out in the middle of the dance floor, stolen the microphone from this DJ, chugged the beer and yelled, everyone look at us? Yes, but you were clearly trying to cheer up your girlfriend and do something nice for her. You had no idea cameras or anyone was watching. Hard to steal the spotlight if you don't know it's on you, and you can't control how other people react. The bride is just jealous that, gasp, someone had the audacity to be romantic and thoughtful in a way that other people noticed, taking their eyes off her for a whole 60 seconds. She sounds like one of those brides who was just looking for something to be pissed about the next day. Now, what do you guys make of that story? Let me know in the comments below. And if you want to watch more Am I the Asshole stories, there is a playlist on the screen right now, which you can click and it'll scroll through the stories for you without having to click them one by one. A huge thank you for spending your time with me today, and I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.